Boy, I feel so bad for you folks at the Rotary Club, because this was really going to be a big year for you guys, wasn't it?
We were stoked. We had big plans. We had plans for our 100th International Rotary Parade in July, associated with, obviously, Blue Water Fest. And we were very excited. Back in May, we had big plans to have our 100th anniversary gala and celebrate with the community. And we were going to celebrate that by giving away 10 $1,000 grants to local organizations that Rotarians are involved in and supporting. And so we pushed it to October, and now it looks like it's just not going to happen in 2020. So we're pushing it to 2021, like a lot of different organizations have been forced to do.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch. You know, some organizations have done virtual events or drive-through events or socially distanced outdoor events. That's not really what you wanted to do. You wanted this to be a big gala, like you said.
Yeah, we really wanted to make it sort of the flavor of what we do on a weekly basis with our Rotary meetings, that type of fun, that type of fellowship, and that was really important to us. And we honestly haven't been able to do that ourselves as a group. The DoubleTree has been incredibly supportive and flexible and understanding with, obviously, all of the constraints and conditions that they're under as our hosts. And we've been really appreciative of their generosity in that. But, right now, we're meeting on Zoom. Our current president, I'm now past president. We change the baton every July. Scott Babin is our current president. But, we're meeting on Zoom until we can sort of get our further notice. My joke to the team was that, you know, maybe if this executive order comes down, maybe we can meet in the gym at the DoubleTree.
There you go. Whatever it takes, right? Remind us what the Rotary Club does, in normal times when we're not in the midst of a global pandemic. I mean, you're a very charitable organization here in our community.
We are. We're 100 years old this year, and the membership, the theme of the membership for the party and everything was that we, through our membership, we touch and we are involved in more than 100 local organizations, either through volunteership, donation. So each of the members has an incredible spirit of just volunteerism and involvement and, obviously true compassion for the community and that commitment. But also our organization accepts grant applications and supports local organizations through our foundation. We're able to support them financially. And then we do other things like, we do highway pickup and we do the Salvation Army bell ringing every year. So, there's both action and there's both, financial grant donation that we do. And obviously, big community events like the parade every year,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll look for the 100th anniversary or 101st anniversary celebration, I guess, next year. Yeah, you said that you have been meeting, though, in the meantime. You've been doing Zoom meetings with your membership?
We have, yeah. And it's not the same, but, it's still face-to-face a little bit, over that screen.
Do what we can, right?
Yep, exactly.
All right.
In these times, you have to be innovative.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, we have become very innovative. I've said more than once, imagine if this was happening 10 or 15 years ago and all we had was flip phones.
Oh, I know, a whole different ballgame, right?
Absolutely. Very different indeed. Keely, I appreciate you keeping us up to date on this 100th anniversary celebration. Sorry that it can't happen this year, but fingers crossed that next year we get to do something like that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right. You bet. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, thanks. Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Keely Baraboo, the immediate past president now of the Rotary Club here in Port Huron, celebrating 100 years, but not able to do so with a big party like they had planned to, maybe next year. A lot of groups that are doing fundraisers, and this wasn't necessarily a fundraiser so much as a celebration and a giving of funds, actually. But, you know, those organizations like Mid-City Nutrition that does their Empty Bowl event every year where they have local potters make soup bowls and they have a big soup dinner and auction. I mean, that's still happening. It was supposed to have been back in April when they usually do that, but it's actually happening later this month at Community Mental Health, and it'll be a drive-through event, and you'll have an online auction opportunity, but you can drive through their line and get your bowl and your soup and take it home and support Mid-City Nutrition in that way. A lot of other organizations are doing either virtual or drive-through events. In fact, the Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner, and we'll have details on this to come, but that's something that we do with the Portland Police Department to support the CAPTURE program every year. Listen for details on that coming for October. It'll be different this year, but we're exploring ways that we can get spaghetti into your hands and some money into the hands of Port Huron Police Department in a safe way during this pandemic. 7:46.